I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. U.S. President Joe Biden Tuesday welcomed a ceasefire deal between Israel and the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah in Lebanon.
Biden spoke following a speech by Benjamin Netanyahu earlier on Tuesday. The Israeli prime minister agreed to a ceasefire after over a year of cross-border clashes initiated by Hezbollah over the war in Gaza, where Israel is battling Hamas, another Iran-backed group.
With the United States' full understanding, we maintain full freedom of military action. If Hezbollah violates the agreement and tries to arm itself, we will attack. If it tries to rebuild terrorist infrastructure near the border, we will attack.
Netanyahu said Israel needs to refocus attention on its operations in Gaza following Hamas' deadly terror attack on Israel last October and the threat posed by Iran. But there is no indication the truce in Lebanon will lead to a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
AP correspondent Norman Hall reports a required transition agreement with the Biden White House has been signed by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump.
The congressionally mandated agreement allows transition aides to work with federal agencies and access non-public information. But Trump declined to sign a separate agreement with the General Services Administration that would have given his team access to secure government offices and email accounts, in part because it would require that the president-elect limit contributions to $5,000 and reveal who is donating to his transition effort. I'm Norman Hall.
Authorities have reopened roads linking Pakistan's capital with the rest of the country, ending a four-day lockdown after using tear gas and firing into the air to disperse supporters of imprisoned former Prime Minister Imran Khan, who demanded his release from prison. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Ukrainian Air Force's Russia launched 188 drones against most regions of Ukraine in a nighttime blitz, describing it as a record number of drones deployed in a single attack. It said Tuesday that most of the drones were intercepted, but apartment buildings and critical infrastructure such as the national power grid were damaged. No casualties were immediately reported in the 17 targeted regions. Russia has been hammering civilian areas of Ukraine with increasingly heavy drone, missile, and glide bomb attacks since the middle of the year. The Russian Defense Ministry, meanwhile, issued a rare official acknowledgement of its assets being hit on its own soil by U.S.-made longer-range missiles that the U.S. recently authorized Ukraine to use. AP correspondent Mike Kempen reports a suspected animal rights extremist wanted for a pair of bombings in the U.S. state of California and on the run for 20 years has been arrested in Britain.
The National Crime Agency says Daniel Andreas San Diego, one of the FBI's most wanted fugitives, faces extradition after being taken into custody Monday in northern Wales. San Diego is charged with planting three bombs in the San Francisco area in 2003, one on the campus of a biotechnology company and the other at a nutritional products company. No one was injured. A group called Revolutionary Cells Animal Liberation Brigade claimed responsibility for the bombings, citing the company's ties to Huntington Life Sciences. Huntington was targeted by animal rights extremists because of its work with experimental drugs and chemicals on animals while working with pharmaceutical, cosmetic, and other companies. I'm Mike Kempen.
Some 80 million Americans are heading to their Thanksgiving destinations. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The TSA expects to screen some 18.3 million people at U.S. airports between today and next Monday as Americans travel to their Thanksgiving destinations. The FAA warns that there may be some travel delays because of an ongoing shortage of air traffic controllers, but most holiday travelers are getting there by car. I'm Donna Warder.
Australia's House of Representatives has passed a bill that would ban children younger than 16 years from social media. That leaves it to the Senate to take the next step in finalizing the world-first law. The major parties on Wednesday backed the bill that would make platforms including TikTok, Facebook, Snapchat, Reddit, X, and Instagram liable for fines up to $33 million for systemic failures to prevent young children from holding accounts. If the bill becomes law this week, the platforms would have 1 year to work out how to implement the age restrictions before the penalties are enforced. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.